You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey, B&B fans, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and Sheila Carter is out there somewhere. But is she dead or alive? And assuming she is alive, where is she? Is someone holding her captive, or is she out there on her own? Is she free as a bird or a caged bird? Let's dig in and discuss what's happening with her on Bold and the Beautiful, but please subscribe if you have not. So the sugar saga unfolds as Deacon tells Finn about this woman, Janet Weber, on an upcoming episode. When Deacon tried to convince Finn that he saw 10 toes on the crematorium corpse, the good doctor doubted him, and he eventually kind of lost his temper and told Deacon, you know, just let it go, stop saying the crazy stuff. And of course, Steffi wants him to stop saying all this stuff. But let's be real, it's better for Finn that Sheila Carter is dead, really and truly dead, because Steffi Forster hates the woman for very good reasons, admittedly. I mean, Sheila shot Finn and Steffi herself. Sheila also shot Steffi's grandma, Stephanie Forster. She has shot her mom, Taylor, her stepmom, Brooke, and she held the rest of the Forsters at gunpoint. She sent bees to attack some poor guy that died. She sicked a dog on somebody who was supposed to be her friend. She has tried to kill people by strangulation, drowning, choking. She has engaged in drugging, poisoning, brawling with so many people over the years. So yeah, Sheila's track record is abysmal, and her being dead was a huge relief for all the Logans and the Forsters and half the people over on Young and the Restless too. So of course, it's going to be a huge disappointment to them when it turns out she is likely not dead. And I think that's part of why Finn is refusing to even entertain the idea that his birth mother might be alive. But this week, Deacon Sharp tells Finn the insane tale of sugar and Sheila and plastic surgery and revenge. So it was very interesting that Lauren told Deacon that years back, Sugar vowed to get revenge on Sheila and assaulted someone, I think it was Lauren's son, Scotty, to frame Sheila for the attack so she'd go to prison. That sure sounds like what Sugar's plan was this time, right? She went to Steffi's home planning to kill her, as we heard her say, and I'm pretty certain it was to frame Sheila for the crime, just like Lauren described to Deacon this week on Bold and the Beautiful. But that leaves the question, where is Sheila Carter? Is she dead? Is she alive? Is she on the run? Is she in a cage? What's the deal, and when will she be found? This Friday, Deacon and Finn begin searching for her, showing her photo around at a homeless encampment, and that's where they get a lead. To me, that's a good sign that she's probably alive. I know there's still a few people out there, I've seen them on Soap social media, who think Sheila Carter may be dead anyway, and they're refusing to believe that she's not because Kamberlyn Brown and Jackie Wood did interviews saying she was. But let's be real. They were told to say that stuff. I'm guessing they were asked by the powers that be to help sell the whole Sheila is dead thing. And so they were basically telling lies in the interviews, which is sketchy to me. But to me, it's very plain. Sheila's alive. The question is, where will they find her? And what state will she be in when they do find her? Remember, Deacon wondered and he worried about whether Sheila was in danger or if she left him. I mean, it's feasible that Sugar's threats scared Sheila Carter so badly she skipped town to protect herself and possibly her loved ones from psychotic Sugar. That's one option. She could have headed to South America to hide out from her, or to Canada, or even Genoa City. And Sheila could be staying in a hotel under a fake name, eating room service, binging Gilmore Girls on Netflix. I mean, it sounds like a nice little vacation scenario while you're hiding out from a murderous woman you tricked into doppelganger plastic surgery. However, I just don't see it going that way. I doubt Sheila has fled the country. I doubt she's hiding at a Hilton Doubletree eating from the minibar and chilling. I honestly feel like they're going to find Sheila alive, but in dire shape, possibly at risk of death. Consider this timeline. Steffi busted into Sheila and Deacon's home and punched her on February 22nd, 2024. 4 days later, it was the same day in real time, but on episode time, it was 4 days later, February 26th, Steffi stabbed who she thought was Sheila Carter in her home, killing that woman. She slayed a 10-toed woman that crept into her house, and it was Sugar she killed. I think we can all see that now. But let's count the days. February 26th, Sheila died. It has been almost 60 days since everyone thought Sheila passed away. 2 months of Sheila being missing in action. I suspect Sugar got her hands on Sheila and locked her away somewhere before that third week of February slaying. That way, Sheila would have no alibi for Steffi's murder that Sugar planned to carry out. I mean, it's pretty clear Sugar went to Malibu to assault or kill Steffi to set Sheila up for life in prison. This Janet Weber chick is off her rocker. I think she might even be crazier than Sheila, but that's also probably Sheila's fault. So think about it. Wherever Sugar stuck Sheila, it's been 2 months that she's been in captivity. Did Sugar put Sheila into storage in a cage in a basement with some snacks and water, expecting to just come back and let her loose the next day? I mean, with Sugar planning Steffi to be dead, she'd let Sheila loose so the police could find her and arrest her. And then, you know, Sugar could hide out, skip town, watch the mayhem from the sidelines or on the news. I doubt Sugar planned to be away from Sheila for very long. And that means Sheila could literally be starving to death somewhere. I mean, hopefully Sugar left her with a pile of canned foods, cases of water, a bucket to do her business in, a stack of magazines. Unless she left her with a babysitter, you know, some kind of co-conspirator who was meant to watch over her. If that's not the case, and Sugar is the one that just left her there, I mean, who even knows? I could see Finn and Deacon finding a terrorized, starved, traumatized Sheila Carter, who's a completely different woman after this ordeal. And I think that's because I feel this storyline was set up for two reasons. The big one, mess up Finn and Steffi's marriage so they can have a Steffi, Liam, and Finn love triangle and rationalize it in storyline. The second, I think, is to try and redeem Sheila. And the only way to redeem her is to make her suffer and show she's truly changed. And a near-death trauma would certainly change her and could convince people that she has finally changed and the change is sincere and permanent. But we'll see how it goes. As of now, here's what I expect. Sheila found alive, but in bad shape because her captivity was never intended to last for 2 months. I feel like, I hope, that we're going to get some flashbacks with Kimberlyn Brown doing Emmy-worthy work where she is playing both Sheila and Sugar in some kind of intense confrontation scene and flashback to explain everything. And obviously, I think this is all going to rip Steffi and Finn apart. After his mom's traumatic situation, I think he'll be sympathetic, assuming it goes that way. You know, I am speculating. And of course, I could be wrong, but I feel good about this based on storyline hints and just different things that have been said. I don't think Finn will cut Sheila out of his life after he gets a miraculous second chance. He may initially cave to Steffi's demands, but then I'm not sure if he can stay away. How do you think they are going to find Sheila? Do you think lap of luxury or a cage, starved and in bad shape? Let me know what you think. Click subscribe if you haven't already. Definitely drop your comments and be sure and come back soon. We are here talking Bold and the Beautiful 7 days a week. And as always, it is Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.